Welcome to the Open Continent Podcast.
I'm Leticia, your host in Europe, talking to you from London, UK.
I'm Gianni, your host in North America, reporting from Dallas in the US.
And I'm Carla, your host in South America, currently living in Santa Cruz, Bolivia.
We're friends living in three different continents.
And here we get to tell you about the funny stuff, the serious stuff, and everything in between.
So let's jump into today's episode.
Hi guys, welcome back to our channel. No, I'm kidding.
Not channel. I've been watching way too much YouTube.
No, but really.
So I'm assuming everyone has had amazing weeks. We're so excited about life right now.
God. Oh. Okay, so I was in Germany last month now, I guess, and I saw Leticia. We met up in Frankfurt. It was so much fun. We went to a German hip-hop party. It was American hip-hop turned into German hip-hop.
I felt like I was in the basement of a party in college. Carla, so many songs that were played. Gianni and I would look at each other and be like, Carla, where's
this
Carla?
Is so Carla. We're like Fetty
what?
Wap,
like what kind?
Like Fetty Wap. Oh, they played one of your favorite songs.
They played also
the one that cannot be sang out loud. They played Boomaye.
Many that were just like throwback. So college and where's Carla? Like, you know.
We would have thrived.
Yeah.
But I'm also mind blown by how many they knew the song. Like, they all knew the songs.
Well, because they're old now. So, it's not like the most recent songs. So you have time to learn.
There were some pretty recent ones. I was just surprised by the crowd. I would never place the crowd that was there in a hip hop party. Nothing against it. Do you know what I mean, Jenny?
Take it as you will.
Take it as you will. But
I don't need to explain that one, but so Leticia and I have developed a new tradition now in our travel stories. Apparently we like to pee in the men's bathroom. That's our thing now. Also, my thing, and this is truly my thing, I cannot hold, if I'm drinking and I have to pee and I tell you that I have to pee, it means I have to pee. Like, I will pee myself if we don't find a bathroom in 2 minutes. So I would usually be like, hey, I have to pee. And they're like, oh, okay. And I'm like, no, I have to pee. And they're like, oh. And then by the time it's urgent, we don't have anywhere to pee. And then I'm kind of stuck with, you know. So I literally went into this Asian restaurant's restaurant that was about to close. And I just walk in straight, to go use the bathroom. And usually in Europe, in many places, you have to pay to use the bathroom. But I was in an emergency situation, and the poor guy goes, hey, ma'am, I was in the bathroom almost. And he goes, by the way, usually, you know, you have to pay or eat here in order to use the bathroom. And I looked at him and I was like, you have no idea. I will pee myself at this second if you don't please let me use the bathroom. He goes, okay, up on the right or something. And then we go in and I don't know what happened really, Leticia, but all I know is that we're in the men's bathroom.
No, what happened was when we walked in, there was not much talking happening. There was a lot of sad faces and desperation.
Yes, it was desperation.
And,
for sure.
And it was this guy who didn't speak much English and the woman who was giving us a bit of an attitude. And she goes like, yeah, go, but the women's bathroom is closed. And we're like,
Does it matter? I'm dying.
Yeah. So we went into the guy's bathroom.
So the guy's bathroom, where it was a room and it had a divider with a door in the middle. So the one side was the urinal. And then if you went in and shut the door, with the sink on that side. And then if you went in and shut the door, it was the regular toilet. So I go straight to the toilet.
I'm about to pee myself too. And I needed to pee.
Then all I know is that Leticia, I just hear her peeing. And I'm like, where is she peeing?
In the fucking urinal?
No, hold on. The urinal was so high up. Also, I'm like, I literally thought you were peeing on the floor, honestly, in the corner or something. And I was like, what the hell is happening? I open the door and I see her little feet just hanging, on the air, kind of not touching the floor. And I'm like, what? And we're just dying laughing. This is TMI, but she sat in the urinal.
No!
We can cut this out. We can cut this out.
I have actually done that though.
She like somehow climbed up, sat like a regular toilet, but it was a urinal. Somehow she sat up like straight. I don't even know. Really, we were both dying laughing. And she was peeing like, you know, this is my toilet. That's your toilet. Shut the door and we're peeing. Like, it's fine. Anyway, okay, but the point of the story is, this is the interesting story. The next weekend, I met up with an ex-colleague. She's German, blah, 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 blah. I told her I had this back injury. We were supposed to go cycling to France, all this stuff. And I was like, hey, I can't ride the bike. I'm in pain, blah, blah, blah. She goes, okay, that's fine. It's raining anyways. How about we go to this spa? And it's like a huge ass, like the biggest spa I've ever seen in my life. Let's go there on Sunday. She's telling me this on a Friday. And I'm like, oh, that sounds great. Yeah, I could use some relaxation after a long week of work here in Germany. That's perfect. And she goes, I don't know what she says. And then she goes, in the sauna, you have to be naked, though. And I was like, what you mean, day naked? I was like, you mean like with your bikini naked? She goes, no, naked. I was like, no, I mean, no. Like,
I mean, no.
And she goes, I was like, that's fine. I was like, you guys can be naked. I won't be naked. It's fine. And she goes, no, it's a textile free area. Like, you cannot access, you cannot get in if you have any textile. I was like, oh, okay. And she goes, and by the way, my boyfriend wants to come too. Along with us. I was like, I don't even know what's going to happen. I was like, can I have my towel? And she goes, yeah, I mean, you're going to be ridiculous, which no one does, but like, if you want to. I was like, okay, let's do this little German experiment. So we get to the Sunday, we drive up, we get there at 10 a.m. and we leave at 9 p.m. That's how big this place was. And first, there's like three sections. There's like a water park section. We do that, everything with bikini, that's fine. Then a regular pool section, that's all, you know, regular swimsuit. And then there's a spa section, and that's the area that's textile free. So literally right before you go in, you have to take off your clothes and take your towel. But like, as soon as you get, I'm so probably Paraguayan and so American for this. This is probably normal in Europe, and I probably sound ridiculous. But I've been exposed to so many cultural things. This was 100, like the maximum level of culture shock. But anyway, people just naked, like butt naked, like from the ages from 7, like kids, all the way to like 80, like old people, young people, everything in between, men, women, like parents with their kids, everyone naked. And it's a big place. It's like a village. Like there's, I was like, telling my friend, I was like, I feel like I'm in a hippie town. Like, you know when you see the movies, those villages mm-hmm. where people mm-hmm. just walk around naked? That's exactly what this feels like.
I need to go to that place.
It's humongous, and there's so many, like, so many saunas, so many everything. And there's like, but it's open, so you have to walk around, and people just walk around naked. Everything.
Were you naked or did you keep the towel?
No, I kept, let me tell you a story. I kept the towel, and like, but they're so cool about it. You know what I mean? Like, by the way, just a disclaimer for my American friends, like, no one is creepy or anything like that. It's just kind of how it is. Like, no one is really looking at you. Everyone's going about their lives. They're in the sauna. They're trying to get the best out of it, and that's how they are. Like, no one would literally look at you or anything like that. Me on the other hand, though. No,
and the girl's boyfriend, did he go?
They were all naked. Thankfully, we were walking around with their towel. Most people, like 50%, walked around without their towel too, just like over the shoulder, just like walking around, like, oh, whatever. I had my towel on, my friend had the towel on, and the boyfriend had the towel on. But like, once we got into the sauna, they would take it off, and I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna sit like really far away from you guys. Like, I don't want to be naked near anyone, really. And so I was the only one with the towel inside the sauna. Like, I didn't look at anybody, truly. I was just like quiet, to the point where my friend, like after the first sauna, she goes, I mean, if you want to leave, like if this is too much, we can leave. And I was like, no, I'm just really quiet because I'm trying to process like what I'm seeing. I will let you know if I need to evacuate this village, like it's fine. And then So after the sauna, we were all so hot, obviously. So we left, and she goes, "You know what? she goes, I want to go swim in the lake because then there's a real lake." And she goes, "Do you want to come?" I was like, "No, I mean I want to, but I want to get naked." And she goes, "Oh, come on!" I was like, "No." And then
I'm waiting for the threesome request that is gonna come at the end of the story.
No, but that's a thing though. Like, I feel like that's the medium reaction, but this is just how they do it. Like, they all just do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. Anyway, so she goes like, "Let's go to the lake," and bam, gets naked. I'm like, "Oh my god, you can give me some warning. Like, I don't want to see you."
And I was sorry. Is that a friend or a coworker? A coworker that has become your friend?
It's. You know her. Anyway, so then she was like swimming apparently in the lake naked. I was like, "I'm just gonna wait for you guys up there. Like, let me know when we're all dressed. That's when I want to see you again." And then I was like, and she goes, "How come you don't want to go in the water?" I was like, "No, because I'm naked. And like, what if things swim up your private areas?" And she goes, "No," I was like, "What if things like touch you?" And she was like, "What do you mean touch you?" I was like, "I don't know. You're like swimming. They like touch you." And she goes, "I mean, if you have a bikini, they'll touch you still." And I was like, "Yeah, but I meant like in the private areas. Like, things might, you know, I don't want any sea creatures swimming up the private parts, you know." And she goes, "Oh, come on, that's never happened before." I was like, "Yeah, I will be that tourist that happens to me. So let's not try that out. Like, let's just not do it."
Dude, with our luck, we will come back pregnant.
and then they had this like, then you see like really old men like all around this one big pole, and then they have this one filled like Popeye Village, I promise you. They had like this like big like bucket full of water with like a string, and then they pull the string down and bam, they get all the water, kind of like a quick shower. Just a bunch of old people all naked doing this like on the side. Then there's a pool. I didn't go in the pool. We're all like, "Let's go in the pool." Everyone naked, really close to one another. Kids, grown adults, naked, swimming in the pool. I was like, no.
Oh, God, no.
So I was
no.
like, "You guys go in the pool. I don't want to see y'all. I'm going to be inside." So I go inside, and I've been to like 9 different saunas, and I'm sweating and I feel disgusting and I have like sweat on my skin, so I'm dying to take a shower, but I don't want to because I have to get naked in front of people. And like the way that they're set up, it's just like showers, but like no doors, like all communal showers, no separation. So like, you can literally like walk through the middle of it while people are taking showers on the side. So I did it, you guys. I like hung up my towel. When no one was inside, hung up my towel really quick, like rinsed off, grabbed my towel, did it again. Then I went to like this resting area, like a quiet area. People were just like laying, like butt naked, upside down. Like, I was like, no. And then, I mean, let me tell you, it was a great place. It was very relaxing. If I wouldn't care about like being naked, it made me feel great. I was very relaxed, but it was definitely an experience. Then they had this really cool place. It was like the heated stone area. So you walk into the room, it's like a circle, and there's like a circular platform of marble, and the marble is a heated stone. So you like lay on the marble, and like it's all stones are heated for your back. But what you do is like, it's a circle, and it's like rays of, they have like lines in the middle, and I guess that's where like people's spaces. So people like lay their towel and like get on the thing, and we're all just naked on the platform. And so I go in, and then I'm like, "Oh, I want to bring an extra towel." And I'm like, "Okay." So I go in with the boyfriend, him and I. I'm like, "Oh my god, this is so weird." So I let him go all the way like across from me. I was like, "I'm gonna leave a space in between us." He puts his towel, I'm like, "I'm not even looking, I don't, you know, this is so weird." So I lay with my towel, and then I lay down, and like at the top is not like a mirror, but it's almost like one of those like it's like one of those like ceilings that are, they're like glasses, so you can pretty much like a mirror, so I you could see it if you wanted to see it. I literally look up, I'm like, "Okay, don't look anywhere, open my eyes." I'm like, no, what's happening? And then my friend comes in, she lays her towel in between us, gets in there. I'm like, oh my God, I hope I can sleep now. Like, I don't want to see anyone. And then anyway, so at the end of the story is that then they were like, it was like around 8 p.m. They were like, most people have left. How about we have dinner? We have some drinks. And then we go into the sauna
naked.
And you try to get naked. I was like, I don't know about the naked part. Let's do the drinks. That's fine.
Slippery slope, literally.
So we do that and we go. And I'm like, you guys know I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't.
She's very invested on you going to the sauna.
Yeah, that's naked. What I'm like.
Dude, if you don't want to go, like.
No, like, I wanted to do it. I kept saying, like, it would be such a cool, like, check, you know, like, a bucket list check to say, like, I've swum in a lake naked or, like, I've done, you know. So I kept saying that, and they wanted me to do it. But I was like, oh, I just can't. I can't, you know. I really want to have this check under my belt, but I can't. And then, so I couldn't do it. And then we were the only three people left in the sauna, and both of them were like, okay, we're leaving now. Like, now you'll be the only person in this room. If you want to do it now, like, this is it, basically. So they both left. I look around. I'm the only person in the sauna. And I was like, okay, let me see what this feels like to be German. So I, like, get up. I, like, get up and, like, pull my towel down. I'm like, oh, interesting. I feel very exposed. And I was like, I promise you I did it for, like, 25 seconds. I was like, okay, that's it. I got the check. That's fine. Yeah. I mean... Yeah, I don't know. It was crazy. And then to take a shower, I was like, you have to shower to go back home, right? And to my friend, I said, okay, can you take me to the, let's not start your name. Can you take me to the shower where they have like the dividers? And she goes, yeah, they don't have that here. I was like, yeah, I know they don't have that like in the sauna area, but like, let's go back to the other regular
normal they don't.
People area. She's like,
a regular yeah, gym don't. Doesn't have it.
They don't have that. And I was like, fuck my life. She goes, so I mean, that's it. I was like, no, but what about like the handicap? Maybe like some sort of separation, like, you know, some bars in between where I can hang up my towel and just kind of have a little more privacy. She goes, I mean, you can go look. I don't think they have it. And I look at the handicap area and it was just regular area, like nothing really more covered. Like, okay, I literally like hung up my towel and I got to get naked next to people. This is, trust me, I'm so South American and like Paraguayan for this. I don't do this stuff. And I'm like showering naked, like looking at the wall, just at the wall. I'm not even turning around, like the quickest shower I've ever taken in my whole life. Grab the towel and I'm like, okay, I'm safe now. And then everything went back to normal. And that was my story. My God. But the amount of naked people that I saw going about their lives, eating naked, swimming naked, in the lake naked, in the sauna naked. I was mind blown, honestly. Hey, but good for them.
But I can't get over, like, there's, like, 7-year-olds. Like, why are there kids? See, that's, like... No.
Apparently, so I asked this to my friend and she goes, it's just really shocking to you, but this is like what people do. Like they come with their family, they first go to the water park, then they do the sauna. And like, she's like, no one is looking at you. Everyone is here to enjoy and get some relaxation. And no one is being creepy. It is not like that. She said, she was like, did anyone like even look at you? And I was like, no, like, you know, meaning the body part. And I was like, no, I didn't feel like creepy. I just felt embarrassed. And she goes, yeah, because it's not like, it's just how it is. Like, you know, it's not the way you put on a swimsuit to go to the beach. This is how we do it here. Like, it's just,
yeah, fine. Maybe if I went with my friend but without her boyfriend.
No, and that's why I told her. I was like, I think if I didn't know anybody here, maybe, I said, maybe in the sauna I would take off my towel. And mm-hmm. And she goes, come on, you're in Germany, you don't know anyone here. I was like, yeah, I know you too. And she goes, oh, come on, don't be ridiculous. I was like, no, if I didn't know you guys, then maybe, but we know each other. This is weird. And mm-hmm. then when we went to the last sauna, I was like, okay, guys, I'm going to try to take off my towel, but don't look at me. And they're like, we're not going to look at you. I was like, I don't know, just don't look at me, don't sit next to me, don't look at me. I barely met the boyfriend, like, I literally met the boyfriend on a Friday and on a Sunday. I'm like,
but you know how his skin looks like.
Shh, don't say.
and butt.
No, you guys, I promise you, I was not looking at any of them, especially not them. Because... No!
Jenny, please. I think I would have gone naked. I like being naked.
I can't be with my friend and her boyfriend. That's my main,
exactly, and that's what I said.
Yeah, no, that's,
if I didn't know one soul here, maybe, in only inside the sauna, I would take, maybe, but not with you guys, that's so weird. But it's not weird for them. She was like, I do this with my friends all the time. And I was like,
You can't relax. And the whole point of the spa is to relax. And I'm just thinking, you're here and your boyfriend is here. I can't rest the mind.
Yeah.
I was so immature. I literally had to contain my laugh. And I wanted to explode laughing the first 3 minutes. Because I was like, oh, I needed someone to be with me in this shock. But no one was with me. Everyone was normal. And I'm just looking and laughing and where am I and what's happening and naked people. Anyway, but shout out to all the Germans and Europeans. If this is a thing, Leticia, you might want to test it out in London. Who knows how it is over there. Thank you for giving me this incredible culture experience. It was wild.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
No, but I mean, you guys know me. I love anything cultural. You know, I went to school for international business. I'm always amazed by these things. And Leticia, when we travel, we always mention things like some cultural aspects that we notice in different countries. I think when we were traveling in Eastern Europe, Czech Republic, Hungary, all those places, we're like, people are so different here, in the sense that,
for example, the eyebrows.
Oh my god, I can't. For example, we were in the subway, I think it was, and Leticia and I were just we were for us, it felt normal. We were talking and laughing, hey, did you hear that? And blah, 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 and ha, 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 and sitting, and you know. And then after 25 minutes, we look at each other. And we're like, oh my god, everyone else is so quiet and so silent and just holding on to the bars, their coats, their jackets, and just on their way to do whatever. But there we were, even the way we were seated, it was just so relaxed and chill and that's those moments where I feel wow, we are very Latina in a way. The Latin culture really stands.
We're really
out.
Loud. We're a lot of people.
Yeah, compared to more kind of reserved Eastern Europeans. Anyway, whatever. Let's go back to the story. I just meant that was one of the highest exposures of culture shock for me.
Yeah, definitely.
So there you go, guys. I can give you the address if you want to start on your own.
Yeah, can you?
Was
that outside Frankfurt?
Yeah.
Or were you?
Yeah. It was in between. Yeah, it's south of Frankfurt.
Okay, maybe I'll look up. I was thinking if we should include a part like that in our hostel.
No.
Do they have to be naked?
You don't have to. But you know why I think?
Pass.
A lot of places have as a mandatory thing.
Yeah, it's supposed to be more sanitary.
No, but do you know, I mean, why I also think that there are places that make it mandatory? Because if not, I feel like a lot of people go out of curiosity and just sit there watching it on your clothes. Now, when you have to also, I guess, be a part of it, then you're putting yourself in the same situation as they are. So let's say that you're uncomfortable, but I lost my train of thought.
But so I basically, I get it. I got it. Yeah.
If you want to see naked people, you have to be naked yourself too.
Yeah, you need to also put yourself in that vulnerable state. I think that's how you do it.
Honestly, I see what you're saying, and I feel like that's probably for nudist beaches and things like that.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I got in this place is just that's the way it was. No one was, the naked portion wasn't. It was the relaxation portion. We're at the sauna. We pay all this money to be here. It's wonderful, and let's rest. That's it.
We mean more like people that are tourists or are not used to it. Yeah, but they would opt to go with clothes and then maybe judge or something. But if everyone, it's just make it mandatory for everyone.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So yeah, everyone is vulnerable.
But for people that live there, it's no big deal.
The only non-German person here, literally, it was like a small town, like in the middle of Germany. Like it wasn't in Frankfurt or anything like that. It was like very German and things like that. But anyway, you guys, so.
So would you do it again and go naked or not?
Yeah, that's the question that I got a few times.
Or is that an?
I think it's not for you. If I'm in that little German town by myself, maybe. Yes, maybe, but not anywhere where I think people might know me. What, like in the slightest bit? But that little town was like super Germany, you know. No, I wouldn't know anybody there. So maybe, yeah, sure.
So when you were alone and you got naked, did you feel self-conscious or did you actually feel free?
No, somewhat free.
So you felt good?
Yeah, I felt good. Like, I understand why they do it. Anyway, the topic for the day was equal pay in the U.S. women national soccer team.
Yeah, overall, I think, overall, women's football, just because there's such a huge discrepancy between men and women's pay. I mean, across all sectors, I think that's true. But when it comes to sports, it's just mind-blowing because it's constantly on the spotlight and it's not really addressed. Now it has been more and more, but of all sectors, sports is such an open, like, everyone knows what they make, and yet people don't really go crazy on it. I mean, now people are starting to, thankfully, but it's just crazy that it has gone for so long without people actually making a big deal out of it or, you know, talking about it.
I really liked, I was watching an interview from Alex Morgan, and I really
love her.
She said, love her so much. I really liked what she said because she said, you know, well, hold on, pause that. If we look at the Women's World Cup that happened that ended last month, it's not a coincidence that all these developed countries were the countries that qualified to it and that came out doing better, you know? There are all these European countries, the U.S., like, because it's no coincidence. These countries are investing more in their female athletes than some developing countries. So, and that's what Alex was saying, you know, if she said somehow, for example, Chile, they just, like, qualified because they have the talent, but at the same time, they hadn't played, had, like, an international tournament until the World Cup, which is so crazy, you know? Like, they're not getting the kind of the training that they need, the exposure that they need, the support that they need, yet they still have the talent and they still make it. Another awesome female team is Brazil. And I feel like also if they invest more, they can do better. You know what I mean? So I think if Alex was saying, you know, we in the US are, you know, yes, receive more support than in many other countries in the world, and yet it's still not the same as the male athletes, but you can just see if people invest in their female athletes how well they do, you know, there's some payoff.
And so, it's not like you're not seeing results, like you're seeing freaking results with like the highest scores, like amazing games and everything. And even the team in Bolivia, like male team, they get paid so much. They lost every freaking game in the World Cup. They lost to, even in the Copa America recently, they lost to, like, to every team. And they get paid so much. And it's like, why? They're not showing results. Female teams are showing you freaking results. That's why they say, like, women have to work, like, 15 times twice more. Because it's like, Jesus. Like, we're giving you everything you're asking for and we still don't get it. You know? Yeah. It's not logical.
I think, as we all know, there was a big lawsuit from them against U.S. soccer demanding for equal pay. And many of the people say that their argument is that, you know, the male tournaments, for example, the male soccer World Cup drives a lot more money. There's a lot more people watching it, a lot more advertising, investing. So a lot more media and more generated money on the side, which I understand. I get that. That's clear. If there's more money from investors, I understand that. All I'm saying is that the base salary, like the base amount, should be the same. Like if we are playing a game and I win, for example, I should make $2,000 for the game that I won. If you win, regardless whether you're men or women, you know, same amount. Everything, because, you know, there's a base salary, and then on top of that, there's other types of
bonuses
and then, based on other, like, those external aspects. I get it. No, I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying what it's coming from, you know, the base payment should not be lower for women. And I think this is a part where many people don't quite understand. You know, they're saying, well, you can't say that because the guys World Cup, it drives so much more money. But we have to be careful, I think, when we say that. I don't know.
Yes, agreed. Like in any job, if you make a deal with a company personally, like you do, you make more money. If more companies want to invest, make more money, do you. But like your base salary should be the same. Yeah,
and that's, sorry, and what I wanted to say at the end was that, so now myself as an spectator, like a viewer, like I'm gonna make the effort and I will watch the female World Cup, you know, the women's World Cup, because I want to support that. I want to have more people watching it, therefore more money being invested, more media coverage. You know, I think we need to also support, and I do the same, you know, with my other friend, we support, as we know, there's not that many female directors in the art, like in the film industry. So if there's a female driven cast and director and all that stuff, I'm like, yeah, I'll go watch it and support it, because, you know, because I feel like for me supporting it, then hopefully we can see more of that. And same thing with Big Little Lies. I finished the last season, for example.
Yes.
I mean, I finished this last season yesterday.
And Handmaid's.
Oh yes. But so like Big Little Lies, you know, they were never given the opportunity to do this, and now they're doing it, and we love it. Like, everyone loves it, and we're all so excited. So if we don't give people the opportunity, I think we will never know whether it's something that we enjoy it or not. So,
and that's what I was going to say. It's about opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, like, of course, men could potentially be making more money that being on commission for wearing a certain brand, for being the propaganda person for that brand, what have you. But you can deny the fact that it is because they have had way more opportunity. And it's it all goes back to the fact that women that were into sports were always judged, were always looked down upon and things like that. So naturally, because of that, guys will play more. Guys will be more advertised when they do so. And they will drive more money. So if we track this back to how it all started, it's because of this thought that women should not be playing, that women should not this, should not that. And not only with the equal pay, I think women are stepping up and owning their thoughts, their ideas, their positions way more nowadays. And they are seeing other women doing so and just creating that base where you are comfortable. You just drive for more, you push for more, you feel more comfortable, you realize that you making a joke does not make you less feminine. You stepping up and talking louder doesn't make you, you know, just, I think Jenny and I have, I think Jenny has mentioned that in previous episodes, how when a woman does something equal to a man, sometimes the way that we use to describe that woman is looked down upon as if it were to be a guy doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the same thing with sports. And people just compartmentalize that and just like, no, women are not to be playing. If a woman is playing, it's like, oh, this and that. But coming from a background in sports and seeing how much has changed within, I don't know, like the past 15 years, even when I was little, I had like family members saying that I shouldn't be playing and things like that. And seeing how things have changed, it's so amazing. But it's still, we have so such far to still walk and accomplish. But if more women are supporting and more women being open about it, you will likely find other people that think like you. And that just builds up more and more. Mm-hmm. And what you were saying about Brazil, it's and other, any South American countries and African countries are the same. You don't have the chance of playing a high level sport and go and have your education. You have to pick either or. That's the truth for many developing countries. It's the reason why, not that I have ever wanted to be pro, go pro, or was good enough to go pro, but just the fact that I couldn't even play high level and still consider going to medical school or any sport, it's kind of crazy. And the reason why I jumped into going to the US like this when the opportunity came up. Again, it's all about the opportunity, and it's very frustrating for Brazil because we have some of the most expensive players out there. And I think Brazil is one of the nations that has been the most, like, screwing up the most in the past World Cups. Mm-hmm. We do not know how to play for a team. We think we stand on a high place thinking that just because we have the most World Cups male-wise, we are the best ever. No one is ever going to touch us or anything. And they still walk on that, like, high heels thinking, you know, we're on top of the world. Whereas the women are doing twice as much of the work. They're doing way better. They have come such far lengths to be at the level that they are at. Like, a lot of those women do not make enough money to live.
I believe you.
Yeah. And that's, and our, for gymnasts, is very, it's well known. A lot of people had to drop out.
Oh, I love Flavia.
Yeah. So a lot of people drop out because they can afford, they need to go work to provide for their families. Like, if you look at any of the Brazilian high profile athletes, they come from like the poorest backgrounds ever. Yeah. Like, they turn into sports because that's the happiness that they have in their life. And that should be, it shouldn't be, it should be like an addition, walking hand in hand. And that's why you see that with the women's sports and things like that on developing countries. Again, it's all about opportunity. But I think I would like to believe that things have been improving quite a lot. But it's so...
Hopefully.
It is.
I feel like things are just getting started for female athletes. I think, you know, now we're shedding light on it and now we're seeing this, but there's so much room for growth, which is exciting in a way, you know, to see all these people hopefully becoming really successful. I think my next question for you guys was, how do we feel, you've probably read it, but the U.S. women team, they were criticized how they were celebrating their goals and blah, 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 blah. How do you, you know, it seems like every single game, according to the media, someone celebrated in a way that would, for them, not humble or not this or not that, and how come that, and she did this. So what do we think about that?
Celebrate your own accomplishments, like,
yeah,
I think
you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, some people had made a comment about how Rapinoe was the "Are you entertained?" She was one of the first one to do it in one of the games. But I think what really kicked off on everything was how Alex Morgan celebrated the goal against England.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the tea thing.
It's a whole.
What did she do?
Apparently, she just like,
so she took
did,
a
like,
sip
the tea.
The
yeah,
tea.
But it's an inside joke actually. There's a whole video where she explains that.
Yeah. No, it's about Sophie Turner's thing, but
it misleading.
Let me put it like this: it can be very misleading considering who she was playing against, and things like that. It is, but I think.
I thought it was funny.
But people that saw it and from that background, like British people, were very offended. You know, but I think more than the question that you're asking, it's like if a guy were to do it, it would not have been that bad.
Yeah,
because they are very aggressive on the way they do it, and I think Alex even complained. She goes like, so you're telling me that I cannot sip the my tea, but a guy who scores an amazing goal can just grab his crotch?
Yeah, exactly.
So like,
it was her birthday, she scored a goal, she was happy, why not? Like, I mean, I just, people need to be a little, exactly, I'm like, you're celebrating your, and then I remember I think their first game was against Thailand when they won like 13-0, And mm-hmm. they were saying that that was too much and that was excessive and blah, blah, blah. You know, they've trained their whole lives to be here. And that's what Jill, the coach, was saying. I can't tell my players to kind of not do their best. Like, what does that say about me, about the team, about what we've been training for? I can tell you, you know, my team to one game, you know, just guys, just do average. And then the next game, oh, in this one, we have to do really well. And then, oh, now this one, just do, you know, that's not how sports work. Like, you have to be competitive. You want to be the best. Like, I just, you know, I've also played sports my whole life, and how you want to be better every time. And also, I feel like in that game, I was reading about it, and, you know, yes, they scored a ton of goals, but also some people scored their first goal ever in a World Cup, like the younger people usually, like Mal, and there was another one that was like their first major goal in a World Cup, which is so exciting, you know, and I feel like they also need that experience, and maybe that wouldn't have happened had the game was only, had it been only 2-0 or something. So I don't know. I don't think you can tell professional athletes to downplay their abilities and their qualities and their talent.
No, I would never say that, because I think it's disrespectful when you downplay because you think the other team is not worthy of your accomplishment. So I think toning down is even worse. I think you should just play, period. Mm-hmm. But I do think that some of that, the critics that were coming up was also because of the celebration in some of the goals. I think that's what they were saying, that it was too much. But I have a hard time assessing whether or not that was too much or not. I can say that I wouldn't celebrate the way that some of the goals were celebrated, for sure. But I think the problem is that those celebrations are being held in a different standard than how guys' celebrations are. That's my problem with it. That's it. Like, that's.
I don't have a problem with the way they celebrated. I mean,
I'm saying that I have a problem with people
that are complaining about
how they do it.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I mean, they're at the World Cup. They're awesome. They've worked so hard to be in. Yeah. If you score, yeah, you should celebrate it. However, I don't see anything wrong with it. And then on top of that.
No. I'm saying that I have a problem with people that are complaining about how they are celebrating because they're holding to different standards than they would a male's team.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you.
Like you can celebrate
also. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also I'm saying, you know, I don't, you know, I think people in general, they've worked so hard to be there, so they can celebrate it in male or female, you know, however way they want it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
agreed. 100%.
So that was the goal situation. And I think by now after the whole thing ended, they won. I don't know if you guys saw, but like when they won the final game, the whole crowd was chanting equal pay in the audience, which was very cool, I thought. And now they've joined the Time's Up movement recently. I saw that also.
That is amazing. Like, mm-hmm. they're really using their platform and people are listening. So I can only see positive things being done here.
No, that's exactly what I was saying. Like, if you share your platform, if you share your thoughts, you are bound to find more people think like you. And that's how we drive the change. And as much as I was saying earlier, things are so much better than they were a few years back. We still have so little. And it's so absurd how we think we have made such huge strides when we're still so, so below. You know? Like, it's just... We have so much. It's just, it's crazy for me to think that we're like, oh, yes, we're doing so good and everything, which we are, but we came from so little that it's just, it's so much more that can be done and we cannot just settle down.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, I had something that I wanted to read. And then, so Nike reported that the U.S. women's team home jersey had become the number one soccer jersey, male or female, ever sold on the company's website in one season.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I'm not sure if I told you guys this, but I remember in here in the US, the day before the final game, I went out to eat and I literally saw some guys wearing the U.S. female, you know, the jersey at the restaurant, kind of like, and I thought that was so special, you know, all these guys supporting the women the next day. Because I feel like I've done that, you know, my dad, him and I, we used to go to the stadium every Sunday and like I'd be wearing the jersey for my soccer club and I would be cheering on the men, obviously, at that time, you know. But now to see that reverse, to see that guys were wearing the jersey for a female team, I literally stopped and I was like, wow, this is awesome. Like, I, you know, first time I'm seeing this. So it was very cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's,
I want that shirt.
Me too. Me too. I almost got it. And then I was like, when I'm going to, like, I'm going to wear it when they play and then when else, you know? I don't know.
Well, whenever you play.
When I play soccer? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can wear it.
Yeah, if I still play, I don't play anymore, but yeah. True.
But you can wear with jeans.
Jersey.
And a Converse. I look good.
Okay, guys, that was the topic of the day and our little update time. With random stories as usual.
Yep.
We're actually not that random this time. We're actually going to do like a proper catch up. We'll save that for the next one.
400 people make it. That's pretty random.
And see you next week.
Bye.